Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Shocked, not that I'm shocked by it, but it's still highly appreciated.
All right, great producing work by Charlie Borges to start. Fitting song. Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. I didn't wish Aaron Rodgers here. In fact, I wanted him anywhere but here before the season started because I thought it would be a waste of time with a 40-year-old geriatric quarterback to go about your way in the NFL. Well, so far, through half a dozen games, I was wrong. And that was Mike Tomlin talking about his experience thus far with Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback. Aaron Rodgers, the furthest person down on my list of Steelers' concerns and problems coming off of their disappointing, embarrassing loss in Cincinnati. And Aaron Rodgers being here tees up one of the biggest, most anticipated regular season games in Steelers' history because... it's all about him. It's not often that one of the 10 best quarterbacks in the NFL gets to play against his former team. Joe Montana did that, Kansas City, San Francisco. Tom Brady did that, Tampa Bay Bucks versus Patriots. Peyton Manning did that, Denver Broncos versus Indianapolis Colts. That's about where that list ends. Brett Favre, too, versus, although some people don't think Brett Favre is a top 10 quarterback.
Did you say Big Russy?
No, I'm not going to include Russ in there.
By the way, Aaron Rodgers, to use another song, he's more turned Art Rooney Avenue into a little Electric Avenue with the jolt he's provided to this offense to just bring things full circle here.
So I'm happy Aaron Rodgers is here to start my thought on the game that's all about him on Sunday. 14 touchdowns, 5 interceptions through 6 games. Chris, if you project that out over... 17 games.
Mm-hmm. It's 40 touchdowns.
He's on pace right now to set the Steelers' single season passing touchdown record.
Pretty easily, too.
Pretty easily, exactly. Ben's got the record.
What is it, 34?
34 in 2018.
Yeah, he's on pace to do it comfortably. He's the only quarterback in the NFL this year with multiple 4 touchdown games. Do you know that one?
That's a great one. I did not, actually.
He's the only... this might have changed, I guess. I'm pretty sure I saw it after this week's games concluded. But at least for a time, and I think still, he's the only quarterback who's got multiple games with 4 touchdown passes.
If you would have told me at any point during the long, drawn-out soap opera that was the courtship of Aaron Rodgers, that when it's all said and done, all this time spent waiting and waiting and waiting... it's going to yield him doing the football equivalent of shooting your age in golf.
Yeah.
40 touchdowns at 41, I would have said, get the hell out of here, man.
Well, you'd have been buying Super Bowl tickets.
There's no, when thinking about
like what the defense was
could
to be
or supposed to be, best been, defense in the NFL
saying,
on paper.
Give me Super Bowl 60 tickets. They're going to go.
Right.
Like, this guy's going to play, at least from a productivity standpoint, he's going to play at a borderline MVP level. Because you throw 40 touchdowns in a season, you're automatically in that conversation, whether you throw 5 picks or 15
Your
picks.
Team needs to be really, really good. But yeah, I mean, you're
Well, usually if you throw 40, you know, 40 touchdowns, your team probably is pretty good. Unless you're, what, famous Jameis and you're throwing 30
picks. Or how
about
Joe Burrow last year? They missed the playoffs and he did that.
Point is,
this team might do that. Imagine,
you never would have anticipated with this defense that they would ever be compared to or seem reminiscent of last year's Bengals. Because on paper, they were
Chris,
supposed to be the antithesis.
I think you just, I didn't even think about this being my biggest, our biggest topic from talking about him today. You just sprung to mind something unbelievable. Aaron Rodgers is on pace to throw 40 touchdown passes, and I still don't think the Steelers are that good of a team. Think about how crazy that is. They've got a quarterback who is going to be, right now, is in the conversation to lead the NFL in passing touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And I still look at them and I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't see this defense getting stops. I don't see this defense holding up their end of the bargain the rest of the way.
It's very difficult
to. That is wild, man. That's nuts.
Did you hear what Starkey apparently said yesterday on his show? That they need to
He played Malzie the Snowman about 15 times. Is that what you're alluding to?
No, actually.
And he cuts off
the
end.
And then we won a Marconi
end.
Award, and so Joe is taking
he
a victory lap.
He cuts off the end because he's still embarrassed by the
George McPhee thing.
And not saying he once made 9 straight threes, which was one of the great lyrical gaffes.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Well, the only musical gaffe in the station's history because we're not pumping out hits. But anyways, you were saying about Starkey, he made a comment?
I guess to just that point of, your point is, you're not even sure they're very good at this point because of how bad the defense has been. Think about what he said yesterday, and I'm paraphrasing. He essentially thinks that the best course of action for the Steelers, and I think it was in the context of like the trade deadline and trying to find another wide receiver, was to double and triple down on offense because your defense has become so untrustworthy. Think about that statement.
Yep.
Now, granted, most people would have said you need to trade for offense anyway. You've allocated so much to defense. But that wasn't his rationale. His rationale was like, this might be your only meal ticket here if you want to make noise.
Right.
That is an unbelievable indictment of the other side of the ball. Anyway, I feel like I have gotten you off track here.
No, you're not. As you're saying that, I'm still coming back to Aaron Rodgers. How, I know it's a different day and age. So Bradshaw winning the MVP in 78, the numbers are just not going to look the same. Yes, there is a long way to go. We're not even at the halfway point of the season. But he's really not that far off from putting together the best quarterback year by a Steeler ever. I mean, I would say Bradshaw in 78 is the leader in the clubhouse just because he won the MVP award for it.
Mm-hmm.
But Rodgers is going to dwarf those numbers because football in 2025 doesn't look like football in the late 1970s.
Yep.
So, I mean, if you're willing to say, you know, this brand of football has been played for the last 20 or 25 years, which would encompass all of Ben's seasons, Ben didn't put up great numbers when he won Super Bowls. The 08 stats weren't good. He got sacked a million times. I think it was 17 touchdowns, 15
the
picks.
08, the 08 season, you can make a pretty easy argument, was his worst statistical regular season. He just had the same Midas touch for big moments when they needed him.
05, he missed a bunch of games, and I don't even think he threw 20 touchdown passes. That was only his second year.
He didn't
year.
Throw 20 touchdowns in either Super Bowl year. Do you know that?
Yeah. Well, I do now. I just reminded myself of that. I haven't maybe articulated that point, but obviously I knew that subconsciously because he was still so young and in so early in his career.
They were still running. They were running an offense that still wasn't asking him to do as much. They were just asking him to be sharper with it. Which he had 17 touchdowns in both of his Super Bowl winning seasons.
I mean, I would say 2014.
Okay.
Might be his best year.
I think by passer rating, it's either that or 2007. 07, they liked him a lot.
2014, he led the league in passing yards.
Correct. In 2007,
and it was 32 touchdowns to 9 picks.
He was still only throwing for 210 yards a game. He was throwing for 310 a game in 14. They had put more on his plate by then, and he was executing it at a high level.
The offense isn't built here for Aaron Rodgers to get to close to 5,000 yards, even with the extra game, I don't think.
Right.
But he can get by 32 touchdown passes, no problem.
Just a very much more efficient.
And given the way he generally, for his entire career, has protected the football, the best to ever do it, it's not out of the question that he throws fewer than 9 interceptions the rest of the way. I don't think they'll get to 11 wins like that team. That team didn't win a playoff game. They got beat at home by Baltimore.
They'd have to win at least one or two games, I'd say, down the stretch that no one expects them to win.
But think about it, man. Like, it's almost Halloween, and I think the close to universal opinion on the Steelers is Aaron Rodgers is the reason why they're a relevant football team. They're a competitive football team, and they're a team that you have to take semi-seriously.
I would agree with that.
Aaron Rodgers. Not TJ Watt, not Mike Tomlin's defense, not the running game is like ass kickers. None of that.
No, the old quarterback turning back the clock.
Yes.
That's what it is for them right now. I mean, it's the only reason that Bengals game got close again. Oh, I should point out Mike Tomlin's one stop that his defense got.
And it's the reason why I would give them like a puncher's chance in their next two big games. This one against Green Bay, which obviously has huge emotional, sentimental parts of it, but also the Pack. Well, think about it this way. This is just like going back to Ben's season 04, obviously against much more higher marquee teams, but they're playing the number one seed in the NFC this week, and they're playing the number one seed in the AFC next week at home. In back-to-back weeks.
The Packers aren't the number one seed in the NFC.
Yeah, they are.
That's right. They have one tie.
They have the tie.
That's right. I forgot.
They're the number one seed, and the Colts are the number one seed. And the biggest reason why I give them a shot in either one of those games is...
they can win a shootout.
The guy who thinks that he can't wear or can't listen to...
Bluetooth.
Yeah, because it'll screw his brain up. Or they'll intercept his conversations or whatever he's listening to.
Yes.
Yeah. And thinks that, does he think birds are not real? Is he one of those guys?
Wait, there's a whole birds are not real contingent of people?
Charlie, tell him about what's going on with birds. People don't believe they're real. It's
Ronald Reagan made computer birds to spy on people, to spy on the...
Well, that sounds like just some James Bond type stuff.
On the
Soviets. Like some real, Cold War stuff.
Yeah.
Did you guys know there's a small community of people that think birds are fake.
Earth is flat, whole thing.
Yeah.
Did you know that Randy Johnson, who, like Ken Griffey Jr., has become a sports photographer? He's got his own photography company. Do you know what the logo for it is?
Is it him killing that bird?
It's Randy Johnson Photography or whatever. It's a bird upside down like it's been killed with little X's over the eyes. And I think that's terrific. Couple updates here on little things that I claimed were true, and in this case I was right. Rodgers is still the only quarterback this year to 4 touchdown games. It's only happened 10 times. He's responsible for 2 of them. And then the other thing that I wanted to say, just with you talking about Rodgers as like the reason that they're 4-2 and not worse, this goes back to something I said yesterday that I think we kind of glossed over. Even though I feel worse about them and the whole glass half full, if they drag their carcass to the playoffs again and it's mainly on his arm,
yep.
I know he's got a reputation for suddenly becoming a conservative to a fault quarterback in playoff games.
Yeah.
He gets a touch of Mike Tomlin disease in him, but I would still, just with a whole season of backing, be like, well, that's why they have a better chance to win one of these, because he might just go off for 295 and 3 touchdowns or 4 touchdowns and just win a shootout.
How do Steelers fans feel about Aaron Rodgers now? I mean, we literally spent months debating whether this was a good decision to bring him here or not. He is one of the most lightning rod polarizing athletes in the entire world. He happens to be your quarterback right now. He's playing in one of the biggest games of his career right here in Pittsburgh on Sunday. So if we can't get your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers, then you probably don't have opinions on anything if you don't want to talk about him. 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Would love to get your thoughts on that, plus some breaking news coming up. But first, a Charlie headline. At 2:21, time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency, 724-443-5610.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A perfect award, the Marconi. Going to...
Didn't know where you were going there.
93.7 The Fan. Shout out to everybody who works here. And everybody out there who listens and cares about the station. It's a really big honor. It's basically like getting an Oscar in motion pictures or Emmy for TV. What's the music one? Grammys?
Grammys. Yeah. Tony Award for stage.
The Tonys.
And I'll tell you what, man. Summer of Mulsey continues. It's touching everybody. Well, that sounded wrong. The Summer of Mulsey, the tentacles of the Summer of Mulsey have spread far and wide. Did you know that there is a specific category, or like a, they call it the EGOT winners?
They get all of them.
The people who have gotten an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. Like, it's an exclusive club. It's like upper room of the Hall of Fame type of stuff.
Well, don't you think Papiani now is in a club with Marconis and Emmys?
I would think so. It's the Me Awards.
He's double dipped. Aren't he's got you both going on.
Wait a minute. Haven't you won a Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters Award?
I have.
For your Sunday magazine show?
Yes.
So now
I'm also in the prestigious Kings Club. I don't know if you've heard of that.
I too am a member of the prestigious Kings Club. So you and I are starting to stack hardware.
Oh,
here.
I know. And don't forget about being voted the number one sports talk show or afternoon show in America.
Wait a minute. How many that too? So we got the Barrett Awards, and then I won a golf tournament this summer. Like a real one. That yeah. counted.
The Charlie, Venn diagram did you ever is getting win any
smaller
awards?
And smaller.
Is this your first award ever?
I won most likely to be a stand-up comedian in eighth grade. Oh, no, student of the month in the month of February, sophomore year of high school. My dad was very proud of me because it was the shortest month.
We had two awards like that. We had student of the year at my parochial.
Student of the year? Wow, how about perfect attendance? You have one of those?
We did, but the two that were like the big ones, and I never won either of these. It was student of the year, and because it was a Catholic school, they called it the Christian Leadership Award. So, like, you had to be the most, you know.
If you were really into Jesus.
Not even that. Like, you just had the reputation as basically being, like, the nicest kid. And I can remember some of the kids who won the Christian Leadership Award, and I just think about where they are now. I just
they
don't
lost
know.
Touch.
I don't know if there's a ton of correlation necessarily between that award and how you'll act later in life, is my point.
It's also Donnie's 30th birthday today. How about that, man? Doesn't that make you feel old?
Yeah, because when he started as our producer in the very late stages of 2021, I mean, he was still past 25.
Now he's getting married. He's turned 30.
Yeah.
He's lost a ton of weight. He's partying with the CEO of Chipotle tonight.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All true.
He said he's going to give him a piece of his mind, though, if he gets a couple slugs in him. He's going to tell him about portions and like product quality and quality control across various restaurants.
Chipotle was a juggernaut 10 to 15 years ago.
Did all private right? equity get involved?
I don't know.
Because that's
believe
all.
So.
Oh, well, I mean, there you go.
They took my favorite thing off the menu, and I didn't know it was a limited time thing. They had the smoked brisket a couple months ago. It was very good. And they just took it off, and they're like, back to just business as usual with just very, very minuscule portion sizes. Donnie's completely right.
Well, maybe
can you imagine
maybe
if he
can change the world by talking to the Chipotle CEO.
Very last story on that front. I'll tell it quickly. A buddy of mine, Steve Hawkins, if you're listening, he worked at like a Men's Warehouse or like a David's Bridal, which was a subsidiary, right? It was like one of their offshoot companies.
Uh-huh.
And he was just like the assistant manager of the store.
Yeah.
He was at like the company's annual.
Sure.
Whatever meeting. And the guy who goes, you're going to like the way you look, I guarantee it. That guy is the head of Men's Warehouse, right?
Sure.
He, I swear to God, goes up to him, ballsiest thing I've ever heard somebody do, and just shakes his hand, said he was very approachable, said, hi, I'm Steve. I'm an assistant manager at one of your stores, and I'd like to learn how to move up in the company. I kid you not, he had a job with them corporately within a year. Because I think the guy was just so unbelievable. Hey,
Donnie
should
go up to the guy from
Chipotle. You like the way you look guy, I guarantee it, and just got a job.
Say, my name's Donnie Football. I'm about to change your life. Actually, I don't want to do that because then we'd lose him.
What if he said something like, you know, I was
check
once,
it out, Donnie. Don't do it.
I was once famous for lamenting the price of wings, and now I'm going to lament the state of the modern Chipotle.
Mike is on the fan. Hello, Mike.
Guys, hey, you've mentioned this many times, but I called to defend Aaron Rodgers wearing wired headphones, okay?
Against who?
Before I do that, I just want to tell you
against
guys.
Against who, though? Against who?
Well, you mentioned how kind of it's a little crazy for him
I never said that's crazy. I just point out that that's one of the things he's talked about. That's all.
Do you know why, though? Here's the thing on
well,
that.
We've heard him say why. We've heard him say why. He thinks that people can eavesdrop and intercept his conversations.
Yeah, but it also, when he says it, like, messes with his brain waves or something. The way those work that's different than wired ones is you plug in a wired one and the sound goes to the right headphone and the sound goes to the left headphone.
Okay, I'm with
the
you
Bluetooth
so far.
The Bluetooth ones, the sound goes to one of them,
uh-huh.
And then that one transmits.
So is this a sound quality issue, too?
I think he's talking about the way the passage of sound and how it gets there from one to the other is not something like lungs.
Literally, the sound goes through your skull from one of the units to the other.
I have to ask this question, and Mike, I'm not asking this to be a smartass. I promise you. If I were to hear sound only in the right side of my, you know, my right ear, because like my left ear is just it's only something being whispered into my right ear. Wouldn't that sound eventually pass through my brain anyway and be heard by my left ear because my right ear's hearing it too?
I don't, you know, I don't know the biology of
what if you only have one in? Is it fine then?
Yeah, what if he only has one Bluetooth earbud in?
I think it's okay because you don't have the signal going to the other ear.
That's the workaround.
I just think now he's doing it because it's actually become a trend again. I feel like people have started to do it.
I don't know. I just get a big kick out of
the fact that there's all this evidence out there that Aaron Rodgers was a great pickup by the Steelers. And the thing that you are most interested in talking about is not how good he's been, but it's more about how he listens to the talk shows he likes
it.
And music he likes.
I got to respect it.
So thank you. Here is Jim in Moon. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up, Jim?
I agree Rodgers has outperformed my expectations, but I have another twist on this. A trade proposal. If the Cowboys are looking for an edge rusher and the Raiders aren't interested in trading Max Crosby, would you say yes or no to a trade for Highsmith for CeeDee Lamb?
Oh, no. There's one very unfortunate part of that. You'd be then locked into paying two receivers like $65 million.
Okay.
But you'd also have the Cowboys say, why the hell would we trade CeeDee Lamb for Highsmith?
I would carry Alex Highsmith to Arlington.
A good fill-in.
Look
what he did when CeeDee Lamb was hurt.
I'm going to let Pony finish this.
I would carry Alex Highsmith with his dad on his back to Arlington, Texas to get CeeDee Lamb for Alex Highsmith.
I would get one of those little scooters like they rode in Dumb and Dumber. And I would put both Highsmiths on the back. I would weld an extra seat, and I would manually pedal them all the way to Arlington for that deal.
They can't make that trade. Imagine if you're in Dallas, and I know, like, obviously Jerry Jones does some very bizarre, wacky things.
They need an edge rusher.
Okay, but think about what you're proposing. Hey, Jerry, it's Omar Khan. Can we trade you our third best edge rusher for one of the 5 best or 10 best receivers in the NFL?
Starkey says he's the second best.
Lamb? Okay,
No. Highsmith is
on the team.
Better than who?
Herbig?
I disagree with Joe.
Rushing the passer, I think it's pretty clear that Herbig's been the best.
I think overall he's been better.
I think he's been better than TJ Watt at rushing the passer.
Well, Herbig, I agree with that.
Jim, the problem with your proposal is that it is, even though it is not this extreme, it is still much closer to like a Jose Tabata for Mike Trout 10 years ago who says no. I don't know, probably the Angels. Did you notice that when CeeDee Lamb came back, as the prophets foretold, Pickens' numbers and his target shares
dipped a little?
No, but
he still had a good game.
He didn't have a great game.
He still was very happy and had a very productive game.
Oh, you could tell his mood.
No, you could from watching that game. Yeah, there was no blow-ups. I should have said to Jim, okay, here's an idea. We need a wide receiver. Would you trade TJ Watt and then named team's number
Rashid Shaheed.
2 wide receiver?
Shaheed from the Saints.
Yeah. But hey, these are our callers. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Yes, we'll get to that, Charlie. You have a whole segment that's about you later on in the show. Remember? Tyler Kennedy joins us next. I was at the Penguins game last night. A lot of cool things happened. One thing kind of bummed me out. I'll tell you about it next, but first a headline.
But just so smart off the faceoff.
Crosby the steal and the score! Sir Sidney with a snipe! 3-1.
This time Sid's not on the faceoff. It's Raquel. He's like a shark in the water. He's hunting off the wall. He sees a loose puck and just races in, jumps on it, separates from some traffic, explodes into action.
Great to hear Josh Getzoff back on the call there after his health scare out west.
No doubt.
Penguins blow out a good Canucks team with two guys named Elias Pettersson.
What has gotten into this team, by the way?
And Marcus Pettersson. Jim Rutherford.
I love the Swedes.
Build the whole team out of Pettersons.
You got any Swedes I could trade for?
I was there last night. It was really cool to see Sidney Crosby pass Mario on the board there. You're talking about all-time
postseason and regular season combined points.
Postseason and regular season points.
And for some teams, that would be like sort of a BS way to measure it. But with a team that's had as much postseason success as the Penguins have, that is absolutely something that is relevant.
Now, it took Mario about 500 fewer games, which speaks pointed to him out. Being just sick, the greatest of all time. But still, just a tremendous achievement and accomplishment. You had Chris Letang get to 600 assists.
Only, 20 defensemen have that?
Yep. You had a goal deluge after another game where the other team scored on the first shot of the game, which happens to the Penguins a lot, but this time it wasn't on Jari, it was on Shelovs. But I will admit, one thing that stood out to me going to that game last night and watching it next to Hathorn and Pomp in the press box.
Mm-hmm.
I've been going to Penguins games since 2010. You've been going to Penguins games a lot longer than that. You're a former season ticket holder. I've never in my life seen less car traffic and foot traffic around the arena ever. I got there at 6:45. I didn't wait in traffic one time.
How many people would you say were in the barn?
I'd say maybe 10.
That's surprising.
I don't even think it was 2/3 full last night, man. I think it was closer to half.
Well, I'm not going to turn this into a big attendance like diatribe here or whatever. Because, hey, it's a school night, it's early, it's whatever. I just am surprised that given that they've played shockingly well, like by anybody's expectation, 5-2 and tied for the division lead right this second,
yep,
is shockingly well for a team that I thought was going to be bottom three. And like,
So did I.
The particulars here, Malkin having 10 points, Crosby having 8, Justin Brazeau having 5 goals for the team lead, like some very encouraging particulars. I just thought there might be a little bit more of that walk-up buzz, like, hey, you know what, screw it, it's school night, but we're gonna go to this game because they're playing well, it's early in the school year, blah blah blah.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Tyler, what's your reaction to that point?
Well, I think everyone's kind of expecting them not to be good, and I think there a lot of people are waiting to see what's going to happen. And that's I think the biggest reason why maybe the attendance is down. And I think it is going to go up because the Penguins have been playing great hockey. I think they're putting a good product on ice. And I think the attendance is going to go up. I just think, you know, there's so much rumblings about how bad they were going to be this year. And now they're finally starting to open some eyes to people like, no, like their stars are still playing well. Kyle Dubas put a team that's surprising pretty much us and the whole league, which is great to see. And I think you are going to start seeing a lot more support from the Pittsburgh fan base.
Do you think this is sustainable, TK? Like, you watch this team, you've watched them play 7 games and win 5 of them all in regulation, and their one delay of game penalty maybe from being even better than this so far. Like, how sustainable does it look to you?
I think it is sustainable just because of how they're winning, right? They're starting to get some goaltending, right? I think it was a little bit of an issue last year. And then when I see how they're winning and how they're winning by committee, you know, when you think of the really good teams, the teams that win a lot, you think of the Washington Capitals that I think everyone thought they were written off. Mm-hmm. And then you look at their team, they make playoffs. It's because they're starting to get depth scoring. They're getting scoring from guys like you've never heard of, like Brazeau having 5 goals. Like, you want to talk about a surprise?
Better numbers than McDavid through the first half dozen games of the season.
A lot better. And then you talk about Tommy Novak. You're getting scoring throughout the lineup. Again, some of the issues they had last year. Sorry. Their fourth line. We finally have a fourth line that knows how to play fourth line minutes and grind the other team down and kind of wear on teams and bring some of that fourth line energy. Like, I just think the team looks really good right now. And I do think they're going to ride this momentum for a while.
I'm going to ask you about, they got a pair of teenagers who've played now in 6 of the 7 games. And I'm going to ask you about the guy who's a forward, not a defenseman. Kindle has been eye-opening, partly because they haven't, like, he's not been on a line with Crosby or Malkin. He's driving his own lines like success. And I don't know, TK. I know they've got 9 total games before they'd have to make a decision, but neither one of these guys looks overmatched in the slightest by what they're being asked to do. I know Kendall's not like physically maybe as ready as other guys, you know, you'd want him to be. But like, as far as looking like he belongs in the NHL, he and Brunick both look really good.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
100%. And when you think of a guy coming up, the first thing you want to see is how he adapts to the speed, the hockey IQ, the plays. And when you look at those guys, like, especially Kendall, yeah, he's light and he kind of like, again, you can still overpower him, but he creates space. He's making plays. He's creating offense. Like, his hockey
TK,
IQ,
let me cut in for a second on this because I want to let you finish that answer. But you know how people say he's light, he needs to, you know, get physically more mature. If you think he's NHL quality otherwise and that he just needs to get bigger and stronger, isn't the best place to do that on an NHL team where they have way better access to nutrition and weights and training and all that stuff compared to going back to juniors?
Like the Never Hungry League? Yeah.
Yes.
Like, yeah, I think the NHL is the best way. And I think he'll grow tremendously from now till Christmas. And then by after Christmas, I think everything we were talking about, he will have, right? And when you hang around Sidney Crosby, when you see how they eat, and I know Sid, Malkin, and Gino, they are going to take care of that kid. They are going to show him the right way to prepare for games through eating, through rest. I'd be very surprised if they send him back. Again, the hardest thing for guys is that hockey IQ, the speed of the NHL. It's just that, it's the best league in the world. To get that speed down and to play and make plays consistently, which he's doing, like, that's why I think he should stay. And what other, like, when you think of the Penguins, like, they treat their players the best.
Yeah.
Their food, you know, all that stuff. Like, again, it's, he will gain the weight. He'll gain the strength because the Penguins such a great organization. So I'm not too worried about that. And it's nice seeing guys come up. And what I do like what Muse is doing with them, like, you get these first rounders that come into the league and they get thrown on the first line or the second line, and they are going against the very best players in the world. And that's a different, there's different talent levels, believe me, from the first line playing against the McDavids compared to the third line. And it's so much easier for a guy to come in and play on their third line and learn how to play the right way and earn his time going up to the second and first line instead of just giving to him. So I think Dan Muse has done such a good job putting him in the right situation to succeed. Again, you see so many guys just because they're first rounders, they get on the top line and it is moving way too fast for them. So this, the way Kyle built the team, the way Muse is playing his players is almost like the perfect recipe. And that's why they're winning. They're winning by committee. They're winning from guys being in the right situation. And then you think of the second line, like if you would have told me that second line would have the points they have now and have the chemistry, I would have laughed in your face about a month ago. But the way they fit in, the chemistry Gino, Mantha, and Brazzo have, like the little plays, like, again, it's a well-structured, well-fit-in team that's playing really well. So they're going to open some eyes, and I'm excited for it. And, like, you don't see it until you see it in real life. And again, sitting at home and watching the game and going there and seeing how fast a game is, it's a lot different too.
All right, Tyler, the next time we talk, I'll be getting my nipples pierced.
No way.
Yeah, that's happening next Wednesday.
Best way, TK. Yeah. That is happening. Both of them.
Do you know any friends that have done that?
No, I don't. I really don't.
All right.
That's one that I you know... I don't know.
I kind of feel like you are a social butterfly who goes out and will have a few, and maybe you were around people that when they were kind of in that state said, why the hell? What the hell? I'll just go do it. I'll get a tattoo. I'll get my nipples pierced.
Yeah. Tattoo may be a little different story, but like your nipples pierced, like it hasn't really come up too much. So I don't know too many guys, but good luck. I can't wait to see it.
Oh, all right. Thank you, TK. Be well.
All right.
See ya, Tyler Kennedy.
Isn't the irony
you
there?
Can't wait to see it.
Isn't the irony there of like, oh yeah, maybe a tattoo, that's different. The tattoo, more permanent, harder to get rid of.
Yeah.
And yet, screw it.
Here's an announcement on that. Maybe I should have given this a little bit more build up, but here we go. I brought it up to Tyler and now it's top of mind for me. So next Wednesday, it'll be at Mike's. We'll be on the air at Mike's Beer Bar from 2 to 6. Then we're going to have the event from 6 to 8. My nipples will get pierced around 7:30. The tickets are $33 a piece. All of the money is going to go to McGee.
Yes.
And their breast cancer efforts.
Yes.
That's great. And the $33 gets you more than just the privilege of watching my nipples get pierced. You're also going to get a special shirt from that night, which will have something that mocks me for being a gigantic moron and making this horrible prediction that led to the festivities that night. And Mike's is also going to cater the whole thing food-wise. So for $33, you're going to get dinner. You're going to get a cool shirt. You're going to watch me possibly cry and scream. And you're going to support a great cause. So that, to me, is a win.
Hey, there's only one person losing in this whole thing.
And that would be me.
I'm looking at them right now.
And for those that are looking for the tickets, we will eventually, once we finish the website for it, we got to build these things, it'll be up on our 937thefan.com page. So when that happens, you'll be the first to know. I still have no clue how many people actually want to come out and watch a man get his nipples pierced. There's part of me that's scared it's going to be like an empty house and it's just going to be like Amanda laughing at me. But she will. No, she won't laugh. She'll more like cover her head in shame.
I think you're drastically...
It's more going to be one of those moments like, I cannot believe I married a person
she thinks
who's
that
doing this right now. Oh, I'm not saying she doesn't think that, that'll be definitely common. One of those...
I think it's going to be a packed house because you're looking at it wrong. You're saying, who wants to see me get my nipples pierced? Has nothing to do with that. Who wants to see Pony suffer a little bit? Not a lot, but a little bit. Who wants to see Pony go through some brief short-term pain and embarrassment? The list of that, it's like when Chris Jericho unfolded his Man of 1,004 holds. That thing's just stretching out
Charlie,
all the way.
Do you also think it's possible that Tyler just thinks that I'm piercing my nipples for bleeps and giggles?
I don't think you gave him the reason why you were...
So you think I was wrong to
just
assume
he thinks you're a little bit of a freak? Yeah.
Yeah. So I think he's just kind of out of the loop on the reason why.
Okay.
There's a guy on the text line who says that it's a little of a bit of a mean comment saying that you, Pony, had nothing to do with us winning the Marconi. But I think you getting your nipples pierced in this whole thing is the reason why we got the Marconi.
Wait, the person just decided to text in hell of it?
Yeah.
You had nothing to do with the station winning the Marconi?
I would argue you've probably had more than anybody.
I would agree.
To do with it. I would put you at the top of the power rankings there. You and Craig. Station didn't win a Marconi
before
Craig took over.
So he was going about his day, and he just said, you know what I should do right now? I should just text the station and let them know that the person who's talking right now almost blew it.
Speaking of which, the Marconis.
Go ahead.
The chat on YouTube has been making fun of how weak Crowley and because we were talking about Ben Kindle putting on weight, and they got into how weak Crowley is and then how weak Craig is. That yielded both of these comments. Van Slyke, Joe arm wrestling Crowley and telling him to, quote, bring his number two Crowleys over here. It's still one of the funniest things ever said. I'd never heard that line. It's great. Jory Rand's Taint says, Craig is so weak he may need help lifting the Marconi Award when he gets it.
Yeah, that's like trying to put the Stanley Cup over your head for him.
Somebody else on the text line just said, wait until your daughter yanks on the
piercings. No, you got to get those things
out. You got to like...
No.
She's going to want to.
No.
She's going to want to do that. I agree.
You can't let her do that. That's going to be excruciating.
Listen to Starkey on Wednesdays. That's today to hear about his card of the week. Brought to you by the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest, run every Wednesday through Friday at noon. 937thefan.com contesting page. 50-minute mark on the fans brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Aaron Rodgers is going to talk soon about playing the Packers, the team he spent almost 20 years with, the team he beat the Steelers with in the Super Bowl, the team he won four MVPs with. We'll be the first to carry those comments so you can hear his emotion.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.